Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Gold Wave. Hi everyone, welcome to today's tip. I would like to talk briefly about Gold Wave, which is the sound editor that I use to edit podcasts for Tech Access Weekly, record tips for Tech Access Weekly, and edit my radio stream for Mushroom FM if it is necessary. And I'll explain all those in a minute. When I was first looking for a sound editor a couple of years ago, I had two options. I had Goldwave and SoundForge. SoundForge is like $200. I don't think so, because all I wanted at the time, and all I really still want, is something that can do very simple editing, has a few effects associated with it, and is just a very simple program. And so I chose Goldwave, which is about $50. It does all I need, and it does it well. There are some things that it could really do better, like noise cancellation, for instance, but overall, I'm very happy with it. Goldwave is very accessible without scripts. I have some JAWS scripts for it floating around here somewhere, but I never reinstalled them after I reformatted my computer the last time, and I find I don't miss them all that much. If I was doing really heavy editing of really big files and I needed to jump to specific times and things, I think I would install the scripts because they do a better job of that than the regular program does for accessibility purposes. But I haven't found that I needed to do that. So let me demonstrate a way in which Goldwave is accessible. I'll just talk about it because I'm actually using this to record right now. If you want, say, to edit a sound, and there's a part in the sound you don't want. Like, let's say I pulled up a Tech Access Weekly file, and Rodney and I are talking, and we have sort of some excess banter that I don't want to include. I use the arrow keys, and I get to you press the left arrow until I get to the spot that I don't want, that I want to start editing, you know, taking it out. I hit stop, F8, then I hit the left bracket, then I hit the arrow keys, or hit F4 again to start playing it, and find where I want to end the cut. So I hit F8 to stop it, drop a right bracket, and hit Control X to cut it to the clipboard. And lo and behold, if I go backwards a little bit and start playing it, it will be gone. So Goldwave has a lot of keyboard commands. And if you go into the help menu, there is good documentation on the keyboard commands and how they work. If you want to do other things with it, you can pull up the menus just like you would pull up normal menus. And I can do this and show you what's in the menus.
Menu, file menu, new dot dot dot, control plus N.
You've got a file menu.
Edit menu, a new cut.
Edit menu.
Effect menu, sensor dot dot.
Effect menu.
Menu bar, menu, view menu.
A view menu where you can actually view the sound.
Tool menu, CD reader dot.
A tools menu where you can rip CDs. I've never done it with Goldwave before. You can do some other things in the tools menu, like merging files, converting a number of different files at once. That's sometimes useful, to a different format.
Options menu, color dot dot dot, see.
An options menu, which allows you to do different things. I don't touch it that often.
Menu bar, menu, window menu, cascades.
View menu, how you want to view the different windows you might have open in Goldwave at the time.
Help menu.
And help menu.
Menu, file menu.
Let me talk about the effect menu for a second, just to demonstrate some of the effects that you can use, or to give you an idea
menu.
Of what they are.
Tool menu, CD, menu, effect menu, sensor, dot, 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 unavailable.
And if you want to get to that in a hurry, you hit Alt-C. Sensor, you can actually put a beep instead of sound you want to get rid of. If you've got like a bad word or something, or you want to take out some particular portion of a sound, you can do the whole left-right bracket thing and hit sensor, and it will beep instead. It will substitute a beeping noise. I did that once or twice just for fun to see what it would be like, and it actually does pretty decent.
Doppler, dot, 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 unavailable, D.
Doppler, it's a pitch-changing effect that I don't ever use.
Dynamics, dot, 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 unavailable, Y.
Dynamics, you can try and smooth out the audio a little bit, get louds and softs kind of evened out.
Echo, dot, 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 unavailable.
Echo, you can actually put echo in, and Goldwave does a decent echo job.
Compressor slash expander.
Compressor expander, you can compress the sound or expand it, and you have to test these to see how they work.
Filter submenu F.
Filter, this is kind of an interesting one, and I use things under this submenu a lot. So
auto offset removal, dot, 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 unavailable. bandpass slash stop dot 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 unavailable, equalizer dot 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 low slash high pass dot 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 noise reduction dot.
I don't use those first four that much. I do use noise reduction. It is a dialog box. You pull it up. It asks you for some you have some presets of how you can reduce the noise, and you can apply those to a file.
Parametric dot 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 pop slash click dot 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 unavailable.
You can remove pops and clicks from a file. It does pretty decent at that.
Silence reduction dot dot.
Silence reduction I use a lot in the podcast, and it will take out some blank space in your file if you've got some.
Smoother dot 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 unavailable.
Smoother does really smooth out a file. You have a vocal file, it will almost take out a lot of the consonants. It's really weird. I don't know that I would want to use that much, but most of what I do is vocal editing, so...
Spectrum filter dot 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 unavailable.
I'm not sure what that does.
Auto offset removal.
And then we're back at the beginning. So those are some of the effects that you have.
Filter submenu.
In the filter menu.
Flanger dot 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 unavailable G.
So back into the regular effects menu.
Interpolate unavailable L. Invert unavailable I. Mechanize dot 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 unavailable.
You can make your sound sound all mechanical.
Offset dot 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 unavailable. Pitch dot 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 unavailable E.
You can make your pitch do your sound go into different pitches.
Plugin submenu N.
Then you have plugins, and this is where you can customize Goldwave to do other things than the program actually does. And this is where it gets interesting, because Goldwave does have the ability to, you can install plugins to it. And there are people who develop plugins that, you know, you don't have to be associated with the company or anything, and you put them on the internet, people can download them and install them, sort of like the way Firefox does it. But Goldwave is not open source in the sense that you can actually edit the software programming. The plugins do a variety of different things. I have one installed. One is just an executable that I need to install at some point. And there are lots of others. If you do a Google search, you'll find them. The one I use is GWAMP. And that is a plugin that will apply some effect settings from other programs to audio files. It really works with OctiMax, which is a digital signal processor that's, well, it's involved in internet streaming to a certain extent. And if for some reason my internet stream to Mushroom FM does not get archived to my software, by my software archive, which happens most of the time, actually... I don't know whether it's a Windows 7 thing or what. I have a hardware backup that I use because I set my digital recorder every time to record what is being streamed from the computer. I set it, run it through the mixer. And so when I'm done, I've got a hardware backup copy of the archive. And if I run it through Goldwave and apply the GWAMP plugin, I give the hardware backup copy the same sort of sound that the archive copy would have.
Reverb dot 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 unavailable V.
Reverberate is another Goldwave effect. It doesn't do a very good job. I find that there are plugins like Freeverb, for instance, that does a much better job at that.
Reverse unavailable. Stereo submenu S.
You can
channel mixer dot stereo.
You can mix channels. If you've got a left and right channel, you can mix them together and do other sorts of stereo things.
Time warp dot 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 voiceover dot dot dot.
Voiceover I also use a lot. Voiceover is a way in which you can put your voice over background music or background noise. It will fade down the noise a little bit, and you can insert some clipboard over that.
Volume submenu U.
And you can change your volume. Do a lot of different things with volume.
Playback rate dot 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 unavailable. Resample dot 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 unavailable. Sensor dot dot dot.
And then we're back to sensor. So menu. I've just given you a brief overview of what Goldwave does. Showed you some of the effects. If you want a really thorough demonstration, go to blindgeekzone.net. It has dashes in it, blind-geek-zone.net. The Blind Geek, Rick Harmon himself, has done a 6-part tutorial on Goldwave. It is very thorough. I think it's only 6 parts. I don't think he put a 7th. It's very thorough, taught me most of what I know about the program, and very extensive. You can also find this tutorial on Blind Cool Tech, if you want to.
Menu, leaving menus.
And I recommend it if you are interested in using Goldwave at all. So I know this was rushed, maybe a little long for a tip, but I hope it was helpful. Using Goldwave is actually very simple if you know the hotkeys. Simple as that. So thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.